the Industrial Talk Podcast. Go big in just 6 minutes a day. Building a legacy of success in a rapidly changing industrial market.
All right, I'm ready to go big. I'm ready to go big right now. We're going to be talking about the commitment in doing. And that is the subject matter for this 6 minute a day go big program. Okay, before I forget, I forgot to mention this on yesterday's Go Big program in personal development. You need to find a program that you can teach. And when I say you can find a program that you can teach, is it's important because that makes you the master of whatever that program is. It makes you and forces you to find out more information about what you're trying to teach. And that's really important. It just is. And it does make you a master at it. And it does force you to learn more and research and get your act together. So once again, do that. Okay. So that's an addendum to yesterday's personal development. Okay, did you know 80% of us will fail in our New Year's resolution by the second week of February? And you know what that tells me? We're just not committed in the doing. We're just not. It becomes hard. Life gets in the way. We just fall back into our normal tendencies, dig in the ditch, whatever it might be, we just fall back into it. And it is hard to change. It's hard to change those behaviors, those habits, without the commitment of doing. And it's really important. So this episode, I'm going to be just sharing with you a couple of my New Year's resolutions so that you can keep me accountable. And one is two books a month. Now, I read a lot. But it's always, you know, it's all over the place and there's no real strategy in a sense that I want to accomplish two books a month. And what that does for me, of course, it continues to feed my mind, my knowledge, the wisdom that I can bring to you and anybody else that I work with. And but it develops that discipline to do it. And it begins to change that DNA. And that's what we got to try to do. We've got to really work at changing our behavior and habits and be committed into doing, right? And the other thing is that I'm going to give without any expectations. Give. Do whatever it takes to help you, to help anybody else without the expectation of anything in return. And the reason for that is that it touches your soul in a special way. But when we start to progress into the know, like, and trust, as well as the caring and friendship, that equation to success, we've got to have that opinion, or we've got to have that position to be able to know, like, and trust, but we've got to give without expectation. The gentleman, a good friend of mine, Matt Ward, he is, as a mentor, he is a gentleman that really tries to commit, and he does. He gives of himself, and he doesn't expect anything in return. It's a beautiful thing, and it does help people out. And eventually, you know, it will evolve into something greater. But for me personally, give without any expectation. And finally, that I'm going to try to really hang out with a bunch of positive people, because you are the average of the five people you hang out with. I want to hang out with five great people, so that my average of who I am is going to be great. So those are the three things that and of course I have other personal, you know, goals that I'm not going to share on this particular podcast, but nonetheless, those are the realities. So the reason why we started out with the mentoring, find a mentor, be a mentor, the reason for that is that if you find a mentor, that mentor will keep you focused on the doing. That's one. If you are a mentor, you have an obligation to the individual that you're mentoring to do, right? And so right off the bat, you're working on the commitment in doing, that action going forward, and avoiding, and I can't say avoiding, but to recognize that there are going to be things that are going to get in your way, but you persevere. You just keep going. And then, of course, you go to that point of where, okay, I'm on my personal development. I might fall back here and there. I might stumble. I might scuff my knees a little bit. But the reality is that you've got a strategy for personal development, and you have that obligation to do that, not only to yourself, to your family, to your company, to whoever you're mentoring to as well. You've got to fill your mind with the knowledge that's out there, and it's out there, and as communicated in the last podcast. So I'm encouraging you today to commit to the doing. Set those goals and do it. it doesn't have to be 45 goals, because then of course you're going to feel like, oh man, I'm a failure. I can't do that. Tangible, you know, goals that are truly, that truly change you. Okay. And we can do that. There's nothing that stops us. We can do that all day long. I fail. I get down and I get back up again, and I'm going to continue to move forward. If something stands in my way, I'm going to continue. Now I'm going to find a path forward. I'm not going to let little things discourage me, and then I go into my old pattern, because I'm not going to sit here and say I'm going to let you guys down and not provide content that is meaningful to you as an industrial professional that you can't take and do something on a daily basis. That's my driver. Okay. So, you know, it's, you know, well, I can keep on going, because it's an important time. It really is. And I encourage you that you do not, and I mean, you do not, please commit to the doing, make it happen, because we're going to go big in 2019, big. And I'm going to continue to push you, okay? Push you to go big in 2019. Because I know you can do it. Because you got your mentors, you're mentoring, and you've got that personal development program, and now you're committed. So we're going to venture into the know, like, and trust, and we're going to go into the caring and friendship, because those are really good components to your success, okay? Thank you very much. Be safe out there, and I will talk to you tomorrow.